We got a Jaylen Brown emergency podcast coming up right now. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe Jaylen Brown only went to the Philadelphia 76ers for two first-round draft picks, two second-round picks, and Paul George. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? This is it? That's it? The Celtics got less than the Jazz got for Walker Kessler? Are you kidding me? I can't believe it. I guess it wasn't just about teams trying to leverage their way into giving less to Boston. Nobody likes Jaylen Brown. Simple as that. That's the clear takeaway here. Bobby Marks was right. Seventh best player on a team. That's the clear takeaway here. He'll be playing, of course, behind VJ Edgecombe and Dean Wade in Philadelphia. Jaylen Brown will be. I'm just kidding, of course. But I just can't believe it. Thank you guys for joining me live here on YouTube. Be sure to leave a comment in the live chat. I'll be responding to some of those throughout our conversation here. And give us a like and subscribe to Yahoo Sports NBA as well. Boy, I can't fathom. This is all the Celtics got. But let's start with the Sixers side of things here briefly because, hey, what an upgrade to go from what was called an albatross contract. Paul George, old, injury prone, in his mid-30s, diminished shell of his former self. And you turn him into Jaylen Brown, a guy who just finished sixth in MVP voting. It is truly hard to fathom that this is what the Philadelphia 76ers has pulled off. Hell of an offseason so far for their new general manager, Mike Gansey. Signs Dean Wade, who is, in my opinion, a very underrated free agent, a big forward, big versatile defender, can do enough on offensive end of the floor as well. And then you upgrade from Paul George to Jaylen Brown. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So for Philadelphia, they still need size. They still need to get bigger. I do worry about their front court behind Joel Embiid, given he's inevitably going to get hurt at some point. But this is one hell of a move for Philadelphia. And for Boston, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I've been a Brad Stevens supporter for a long time, and I still do believe in him. I think there's an element of this where we are going to learn more in time. There's been reporting around how Jaylen Brown didn't demand a trade. I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. We'll find out more in the coming days and weeks, I'm sure. But there must be something we don't know here. There has to be, because only two firsts and two seconds and Paul George for Jaylen Brown is a major shock. It truly is. I thought for sure that there would be a team out there willing to give three firsts. You know, maybe not four, but three. Maybe three. And nobody gave three. They couldn't find three. Do they like Paul George? Maybe. Maybe they really view Paul George as a undervalued asset, even though he's in his mid-30s and a shell of his former self. But they get the 2031 unprotected Philadelphia 76ers first. We'll see. Who knows what it's going to be like. That's so far down the line. And they get a 2028 first. That's a bit complicated. Convert to from a first to a swap that's more favorable to Boston. I believe that 2028 first that the Celtics are receiving from the Sixers does include the rights to the Clippers first in that year. So I believe it's a complex type of best of swap. I don't know why they just don't call it a swap. I don't really know. But it's some type of, we'll learn more details about that, the nature of that first round pick. But I believe it's got some rights to the Clippers first in that 2028 year, which I'd imagine will be more valuable than the Sixers first that year. PKM, thanks for joining us from Australia. Kevin O'Croissant, appreciate it, man. Hugo Gonzalez winning MVP, said Rapsdalian. I don't think so. Warriors couldn't match this offer, sent concrete ship. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't believe that this is the best Boston could do. Like, there's no other team out there that was willing to top two first, 2 seconds, and Paul George for Jaylen Brown. That's the thing I just am blown away by. What is the NBA thinking? What are they thinking? Jaylen Brown is one of the 20 best players in basketball, and they just let him be traded from Boston to Philadelphia for two firsts, 2 seconds, and Paul George. What's the league seeing that everybody else with eyeballs can't see? I don't get it. I don't get it. How does 35-year-old Kawhi Leonard go for more? How does Walker Kessler go for more? It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. This is a finals MVP, a guy who finished sixth in MVP voting, has improved every single season of his career. Yes, he can be a little annoying. Yes, he does the Twitch streaming and he says too much. That's all true. And yes, he's a flawed star as well. He doesn't play make enough. He doesn't necessarily make his teammates better as a passer. He's not the most efficient player, but the dude plays with no fear. He's got heart. He's tough. He's physical. He's a two-way player, can get downhill, can score from anywhere on the floor, a versatile defensive player, and he's an additive piece for the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are suddenly a far more deep, strong overall team with Joel Embiid, Dean Wade, Jaylen Brown, Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, LeBaron Filon. This is a really talented Sixers team. Of course, it's all going to be what happens with the health of Joel Embiid. That goes without saying. You know, I mean, if Joel Embiid's not healthy, this team isn't going anywhere. But with Joel Embiid on the floor, or maybe you try to flip Joel Embiid, we'll talk a little bit about that later. But I think there's the Sixers here, they come out massive, massive winners to turn Paul George, a guy everybody said was a bust signing by the past Sixers regime, Daryl Morey, to turn Paul George and a couple picks into Jaylen Brown. It's just hard to fathom. I'm curious, guys, everybody watching us live, thanks for coming through today. Where do you think the Sixers stack up in the Eastern Conference right now? Where are they in the East? I mean, I don't think it definitely wouldn't be fair to put them ahead of the Knicks. They're the defending champions. That goes without saying. Not ahead of the Knicks. The Pistons, I think, like, temporarily right now, I think it would be fair to put them ahead of the Pistons because we don't even know what the Pistons are going to look like. They haven't done much so far. We'll see what happens with Jalen Duren. Tobias Harris just signed with the Spurs. All they've done is sign Kevin Huerta. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I don't know what's next for Detroit. Maybe third in the East right now. Maybe not ahead of Cleveland, but maybe ahead of Cleveland. How about ahead of Toronto? Who got better this offseason, the Raptors or the Sixers, with the Kawhi acquisition in Toronto or the Brown acquisition in Philly? What's clear is we're seeing a changing landscape in the Eastern Conference with these teams that are making move buying and then the teams that are selling. GR3 said Knicks, Cleveland, Detroit. Isaiah said Philly winning 60-plus games easy. Berserk, top four minimum. I agree, Rizzler. That's for sure. I agree. Poor Bill. I got a lot of Raptors in the chat. People saying the Raptors got better than the Sixers did. Boston Collector says the Celtics are better than the Sixers still. That's a good take. Let's explore this take because this is one of the thoughts that I've wanted to get into here. From Boston's standpoint, let's say you are the biggest Jaylen Brown fan. You clearly would hate this trade today. Let's say you are a member of the Celtics front office and you view this trade as a win. You are happy with the return. What would your reasoning be if you're Brad Stevens and you're happy with this trade, or you're a member of the Celtics front office and you're happy with this trade and you think everybody else is taking crazy pills? So I know everybody in the chat disagrees and thinks the Sixers win this trade in a landslide, but what if the Celtics are right? Okay, so let's just think through that as a thought exercise here. What if they're right? I think the argument would be last season, Paul George shot 40% on catch and shoot threes, according to Synergy Sports. 40%. Jaylen Brown last year on catch and shoot threes for the Boston Celtics shot on those shots 35%. So you're thinking, okay, we get a better spot up shooter. You're thinking to yourself, okay, Jaylen Brown was this high volume player, ran a ton of pick and roll for us, ton of isolations. Jaylen Brown last year was on the 66th percentile as a pick and roll scorer, the 78th percentile as an isolation scorer, the 48th percentile in transition, the 64th percentile in post-ups. That's all according to Synergy Sports. Paul George, on the other hand, the 86th percentile in isolations, the 96th percentile in pick and rolls, the 64th percentile in post-ups. So you might be arguing that Paul George is the more efficient player, and on a lower volume, you're getting higher efficiency that's spread out amongst the roster, maybe a little bit more Pritchard, a little bit more Jason Tatum. Maybe there's more additions to come for Boston as well. So I think if you're making the argument in favor of Boston, it is almost identical to the Bobby Marks, just that debate that we've been living in this past week about Jaylen Brown, how good is he really? It is so tied to that in terms of scoring efficiency, the value of tough shot making versus more efficient shot taking. And I think that's going to be the fascinating thing to see the way this plays out from the Boston side of things, because on the surface, I think it is an awful return for Jaylen Brown. I think this is a mistake, and it's very clear they may have botched this entire offseason by going to the 1 yard line for Giannis Antetokounmpo and being not willing to put Hugo Gonzalez and Baylor Shireman in that extra pick. Whatever the demand was for Milwaukee, they were unwilling to do it. By being unwilling to put those pieces on the table, they put themselves in this position to go from Giannis Antetokounmpo to Paul George. So I think it's a loss. However, everything we just said about what would the argument be for Boston if they actually ended up winning this deal, like if that's the way it plays out, if Boston won the deal, I think it would be everything I just said regarding the efficiency. Paul George, 40% on catch and shoot threes. Jaylen Brown, 35%. Paul George, more efficient out of pick and rolls and isolations, more so than Jaylen Brown. That would be the argument. I don't think it's a great one. I don't think it's a great one, but we'll see how it plays out on the court. Live chat, what do you guys think about that? Is there any chance of this, or is this just, as Mason Mack just said, the same thing with the Red Sox? Ownership group is driven by private equity. Is that what we're seeing here with them wanting to slice a year off the deal? Because Paul George has a player option for next year. Jaylen Brown has, you know, three more years left. Is that all this is? Could be. JS said it. Jaylen Brown plays 70 games every year. Paul George plays 40 games every year. Yes, that is the most important advanced statistic. That is the most important advanced stat. Jack, this is a good thought. What's up, hip Jorge? Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's see. Where was I there? Jack said, Philly will be two. Your turn, my turn. So we talked about how this is beneficial for Philadelphia. What's the downside for Philadelphia? The downside for the Sixers in this deal, I think you could be spot on, that it could be too much your turn, my turn. That this Sixers team, conceivably, that Jaylen Brown could slow things up, muck up the offense a bit. We have seen Philly fall into these spurts with Joel Embiid throughout his career there. I think things move quick and fast, and there's a rhythm with Tyrese Maxey and PJ Edgecombe. But now you add Jaylen Brown, and you'd hope Joel Embiid ends up being healthy. But ultimately, boy, I have a hard time seeing the downside for Philadelphia. This is a clear as day upgrade. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate and toy around with your comment there. But, we got another trade. What's this other trade we got? We got another trade. Let's see. I might as well just go to Shams's X, I assume. Okay. Santi Aldama. Yeah, nobody's here for the Santi Aldama reaction show. But hey, I mean, a 2030 Warriors first round pick from the Mavericks, that's pretty good to get a first round pick for Santi Aldama. Jeez. I mean, I like Santi Aldama, but a first round pick, I mean, like, this is the point with the Jaylen Brown stuff. The the Grizzlies are getting a first round draft pick for Santi Aldama. The Celtics could only get two first round draft picks for Jaylen Brown. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. There must be something we don't know. There has to be. Oh, it's top 20 protected first. Never mind. I take back everything I just said. It's not even a real first round pick. Okay. That makes sense. A top 20 protected first. according to Halfcast in the chat. I agree, ASB. Santi Aldama is an underrated player. LeBron to Philly now, said Sara. I don't know for LeBron, man. I can't imagine he's going to go to Philly, but I mean, it is worth remembering way, 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 way back in 2018, LeBron James had a list and Philadelphia was on that long list of teams. He ended up going to the Lakers, of course, and he stayed there for 8 years. The rest is history, but Philadelphia was on that short list way back in 2018. I can't see him going to Philadelphia, though. I don't see that happening. Terry says, Brad Stevens. Jesus, buddy. Yeah, good question. Yeah, I know. I agree. Vallis, well, the Lakers gave up more draft capital to Lancaster than the Celtics got for Jaylen Brown. It's hard to believe. Trickster said they had buyer's remorse paying JB. I do think there could be an element of it here. That's the thing with Jaylen Brown. I think there's no denying Jaylen Brown the player. So here's the thing with Jaylen Brown. I reported this like a month ago when the Giannis Boston stuff was first out there and people were talking about the Bucks sending Jaylen Brown to a third team. I reported at the time that the Atlanta Hawks didn't have as much interest in Jaylen Brown as people thought they did. And the reason why was because of the money. They didn't want to pay him $60 million the next 3 years. And they were largely worried about that next contract. The next deal when he's 33 years old and eligible for a 5-year Supermax contract at that point, that's the deal Atlanta was more so worried about. And that was specifically the Atlanta Hawks that I was reporting on when I said that. But I believe that to be true with other teams as well. And so I think there's like a line with star players where some are good enough to get those contracts, but not good enough to live up to them. And I think Jaylen Brown was kind of in that middle ground where the money mattered. The money was talking more than anything else. And so as much as everybody's talking about scoring efficiency and the advanced analytics versus the eye test and the personality of Jaylen Brown and all that, I think at the end of the day, the money is what the teams were worried about more than anything else. And the Philadelphia 76ers are just saying, screw it. We'll take on Jaylen Brown. We know he's a better basketball player than Paul George. We know for a team that has durability issues that Jaylen Brown can stay on the floor and be reliable and be a good partner on the floor next to Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe, that even if Joel Embiid is out for the whole year, we feel like with Edgecombe and Maxey and Brown and our depth that we can be a good basketball team and stay in the playoff conversation. That's what the Sixers invested in with this Jaylen Brown deal. That's ultimately why Daryl Morey ended up going out to get Paul George in the first place, because he was the best option out there at the time. And the point was to add a better player than Tobias Harris, which basically everybody is at the forward spot starting in the NBA. But also, Paul George offered a higher floor, except he didn't, because he kept getting hurt and he didn't live up to expectations. Jaylen Brown, I'd imagine, is going to live up to expectations. Well, Connor, when I say depth, I'm talking about how things could look at the end of the offseason. There's still work to be done. So many of these rosters right now are incomplete. Durin to Sacramento. Thoughts, says our YouTube. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're going to see Detroit match any offer sheet that's out there for Jaylen Durin. I'd be surprised otherwise. I reported that on my pod yesterday. I don't think it's going to happen. Trade Embiid for Durin, said Tyson Warren. It's a fun idea. How about Embiid for Miles Turner? That was floated in a group chat that I'm in. Trevor says Jaylen Brown is just top 20 now. I've consistently said he's like top 15 to top 20. I think that's where I've been very, very regularly with Jaylen Brown. He finished sixth in MVP voting, but MVP voting is not like a player ranking. I think 15 to 20 range is where I'd put Jaylen Brown. Tatum going to be livid? No, said Zach. Good question. I haven't heard anything about Jaylen Brown being livid or anything like that. I have not heard anything about that. You would think he would have come out and supported supported Jaylen Brown if he really wanted the Celtics to keep him, though. It's funny. I just saw some of the Celtics fans of my life are going crazy. They're just like, Stevens is done. I'm out on Stevens. Like, I'm just scrolling my text messages right now. Just a lot of hate against the Celtics in my world right now, with my friends and colleagues. Crazy. Unfiltered NBA says Boston should have called Toronto for Poeltl, Barrett, and picks. Who knows? Maybe Toronto didn't want Jaylen Brown. Maybe they'd rather have RJ Barrett on a cheaper deal. Big Steppa says Brad Stevens is worse than Nico Harrison. Be serious. That's a hyperbolic take. That's not true. Come on. J. Dot said MVP is exactly a player rankings for the most part. That's not quite true. There's players who are out, hurt, injured, missed the season, Tatum included. There's like context and situation that factors into that vote. It's crazy. Connick said, you think Trey Murphy gets traded? I'm hearing a lot of mixed signals about Trey Murphy. My sources, I said earlier in the week on my Sunday article on Yahoo Sports, I said multiple teams have offered two first round picks to the Pelicans. Those two first round draft picks, as I said on a follow-up podcast, some of them might be like one real first and plus like a swap, but it's like roughly two firsts is what other teams have been offering. I've heard a lot of mixed signals about the seriousness of the Pelicans in trading Trey Murphy. So I'm not totally certain there if New Orleans actually wants to trade Trey Murphy and they're just listening to offers right now, or if they're just listening and waiting for somebody to meet their three first round draft pick demand for Trey Murphy, which I don't think anybody's gonna. I do know the Pistons like Trey Murphy. I know that for a fact. Detroit likes Trey Murphy. We already know, as has been widely reported, Boston has been on Trey Murphy. I believe there are at least one or two other mystery teams out there for Trey Murphy as well, which I'm not in a position to say. I don't have that solid enough, but we know Detroit and we know Boston, but I don't think anybody is putting three on the table yet for Murphy. Evan said, do you think Brad flips these picks for Murphy? I don't know. I think it gives him more ammo. I don't see why not. Joe said, have we talked about LeBron yet? No, we really haven't. There's really nothing new on LeBron, to be honest with you. There's nothing new to say. I reported earlier today on Yahoo Sports. I wrote an article about the top 29 destinations for LeBron James. I ranked all 29 destinations for LeBron. And in that article, I had a little nugget that I reported how there's my sources say LeBron James has had some discussions about filming this entire upcoming season, either for a documentary or a series, like a Netflix series, a weekly episode or something like that drops. I believe like LeBron has always basically had his career filmed. Cameras have always followed him around. So I'm sure they're planning for something post-career, but it sounds like they want to do something pretty big for this season. And I don't know if that's going to rule out some teams. I'm sure some teams wouldn't want that to happen. Big step, I said, KOC, is Zion next to get salary dumped? So next to get salary dumped, as in we just saw one in Jaylen Brown, is that what you're saying? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the Pelicans, they just had him play 70 games last year, and they're gonna roll with him. Tristan said, George for AD and sign LeBron. It's a really fun idea. It's a really, really fun idea. Yeah, I don't think so. I just like, if you're a Celtics fan, can you imagine LeBron James wearing Celtics colors? I can't. He's a rival. You know what I mean? Like he was with Cleveland in the early days. KG and Pierce beat LeBron, and then the Heatles, the Celtics versus the Heat, had some great playoff series. And then he was with the Lakers. Lakers, Celtics. You're telling me he's going to leave the Lakers and go to the Celtics? I don't think so. Scott, yeah, a lot of people were pissed off about that when I reported it because, I think a lot of people just don't like the ego. A lot of people are tired of LeBron and they don't want to deal with him having a Netflix or Amazon series or YouTube series, whatever he does. I mean, I'll tell you what, I think he still ends up with the Golden State Warriors, but it is very possible that the Warriors just happened to leak first, because everything leaks from the Warriors. They are one of the most talkative front offices in all of the league. Everything leaks from the Warriors. And maybe that's why we first got, you know, wind of their interest in LeBron and Anthony Davis. They're just very leaky, the Warriors are. They got to put a lid on things there like other organizations do. And ultimately, I think there's other teams that have like recently kind of come out, like a little bit of Cleveland. Well, the Windhorse has flirted with the idea of Cleveland going for Jaylen Brown. Obviously, that's dead at this point. I've floated out the idea. I don't know if I did this on a podcast or a phone call. I'm not sure exactly, but I said to somebody, if the Warriors are unwilling to trade for Anthony Davis to appease LeBron James, could the Cavaliers be happy to trade for Anthony Davis to appease LeBron James? It's a fair question. I haven't heard that from anybody. That is not sourced. It's just from the top of my brain there in terms of what Cleveland could do to try to win over LeBron if he does badly want to play with AD. Who knows, right? That's very possible. But like then you hear stuff about Miami. I don't see it necessarily. I think Cleveland and Golden State are better basketball situations. And then you see like Windhorse hint at Denver for LeBron James, you know? Like, it's intriguing. What if it's Minnesota? What if it's Denver? What if it's a team nobody's anticipating? What if it truly is about him trying to win an NBA Finals again? What if he really does still want to try to chase Michael Jordan and get to six? You know, I don't think you can rule that out necessarily. But in those rankings, I still think Warriors 1, Wolves 2 is what I would say for the top two there. And then some order of Cleveland, Denver, Miami, and some order after that. And then bleed orange and green. No Miami from Kevin O'Connor. No way. Yeah. Congrats on Tim Hardaway, buddy. Congrats. Enjoy. You're going to get him on a down year, by the way, especially after last year. He was actually good. It's 1 year good, 1 year you were just ripping your hair out. This is the rip your hair out year. So congratulations. I like Denver for Bron Bron says big step. I agree with you, man. I think Denver would be so awesome. But I'm going to pull up my article from earlier today on Yahoo Sports. There's like a piece of it that I want to reference to you guys from within this article. So Denver Nuggets, I had them ranked sixth on my LeBron James final destination power rankings. Denver, okay. Last summer, Nikola Jokic's European agent posted a photo of him on a boat in France with LeBron and James's longtime business partner, Maverick Carter. The caption said, "The summer of 2025 is the perfect time to make big plans for the fall of 2026. This conversation, all likelihood, was about Project B. And that's the proposed league that's going to feature six men's and six women's teams that are going to tour the globe, film the story behind the scenes. It's going to be kind of like Formula One, like what they do with Netflix. And they're going to air these games live on YouTube. That's going to happen early 2027. That's when it's going to launch. So let's say that was a real thing, a real conversation with Jokic's agent. Jokic hasn't signed the extension. LeBron James opted out of the Lakers. Could LeBron go to Denver, team up with Jokic for a year, and then from here they launch their league where they're investors, they have equity. If LeBron and Jokic are the face of this league and they're touring the world, playing basketball on a lower salary, of course, but with far more significant upside with the equity they have in that league. I'm just speculating, but we have reason to speculate considering that Jokic's own agent posted a photo a year ago with Mav Carter, LeBron's business partner. So, hey, I'm doubtful that he goes to Denver, but there's at least some signs that something crazy could be happening there. There are some signs, so who knows? Thomas said, KOC, do the Cavs know that free agency started? Better be waiting for Bron or Trey Murphy. I think the Cavaliers are cooking up something. I don't know what exactly. I don't know what exactly, to be honest with you. But I obviously they're trying for LeBron. They want LeBron. But I think they were in on Jaylen Brown too. Chris Mannix was on that weeks ago when he reported that. And I believe Windhorst was a couple days ago as well. Tech Curry said, NBA is orchestrating a bunch of this stuff in the background. Yeah, I mean, who knows? Very possible regarding LeBron and Jokic. Mento said, Philly finally corrected the Ben Simmons pick. Ben Simmons, I hope he makes his comeback shooting with the right hand, not the wrong hand. Cam said, out of everyone traded so far this trade season, what would be... I don't know. I'm not good at questions like that. I'm sorry. Do you think Bronny gets traded to join Bron? LA for life. I have not heard a peep about that. All I know is that the Lakers do genuinely like Bronny as a prospect. So I can't imagine they're going to give him up for free, but I also can't imagine that the team LeBron going to not trying to trade for Bronny James. How about Dem said, Brad Stevens is not going to last as a GM. He will step down before the season. No way. Why would he step down? I can't see that happening. Not a chance. The deal on paper is garbage. Okay? Like, it's a bad deal on paper. Two firsts, two seconds, and the ghost of Paul George. You know, it's not a great return. But hours ago, Celtics fans are going crazy over signing Mitchell Robinson and Mike Conley. I'm not saying that to make it feel better. I'm just saying the way Celtics fans were feeling. And so, let's see how the dust settles, is all I'm saying here, with how things shake out. That's all I'm saying. Tatum needs to demand a trade, says Regulator. Why would Tatum demand a trade? I don't think the deal's good for Boston, but I don't think it's as bad as some of you guys do that think Brad Stevens should be fired or should step down or Tatum should demand a trade. I don't think it's that terrible where, like, we should be talking about that. Mr. Absolutely, yes, Nixon 5. Death4K said, why not Jamal Murray or Sharp plus Drew or RJ Barrett and Jacob Poeltl? I don't know. Maybe those deals truly weren't on the table. Maybe Portland actually didn't want Jaylen Brown. Maybe Toronto didn't want Jaylen Brown. Maybe Denver didn't want Jaylen Brown. I don't think Denver did want Jaylen Brown. I said on my podcast, I believe on Thursday, that the Denver stuff was way overblown. And it was overblown. The whole time it was overblown. I still don't quite understand why the Denver stuff was out there so much. I don't think they had much interest at all in Jaylen Brown, to my understanding at least. But hey, everybody's hearing different things. DMAC, Hawks fans are losing their minds. Why? How come? Because you signed Henry Vissar to a 4-year deal for worth $9.3 million, according to my league sources. Is that why you're losing your mind, or is it something else? Jaylen is better than LeBron right now, said Hark. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sometimes. On most nights, he is. On most nights, he is. That's true. Joey, give us reasons why it's not bad then, because everyone else thinks it is. Well, I hit some of this earlier, but I think it's worth hitting again. There's no shame in hitting some of these same notes here because we're live. I think the argument for Boston, this is not my true feelings, to be clear. The argument is that Paul George is a more efficient player on a lower volume, a 40% guy on catch and shoot threes, a more efficient isolation and pick and roll scorer compared to Jaylen Brown, who is a higher volume guy. There's no making him a Robin again. Jaylen Brown wants to be the guy. And so there's no going back to that world. Paul George offers better shooting on paper, more efficient scoring on paper. And so I think from Boston's standpoint, if the most optimistic Celtics fan is making the argument, or a member of the Celtics front office is incredibly happy with the return for Jaylen Brown, they'd be arguing that we're getting a more efficient player at the position, and then we disperse that volume to other players who are more efficient than Jaylen Brown. Do I agree with that logic? No. But that would be the argument in favor of Boston doing this deal. That would be the argument. Biz, Brown and Maxey doesn't fit. Are you a Sixers fan in the chat? Give me a one if you're a Sixers fan in the chat. Give me a one, because is there any Sixers fan that doesn't like this deal? I'm curious about that. Are there any Sixers fans that don't like the deal? Because I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him when I've scrolled through X. I haven't seen him in my text messages. I haven't seen it yet. I'd love to know. Are there any Sixers fans that don't like the deal? I don't need to be tagged, says PG at his best was better than JB, but PG at his best never fits next to Tatum. Chandler said people were talking about Paul George as an immovable asset in the middle of last season. Yes, they were. And here we are with him being traded for the guy who finished sixth in MVP voting. Expect the unexpected in the NBA, huh? Crazy. Greatest trade for Sixers of all time, says Dangus. Yeah, I see. I'm not seeing any of you guys in chat who are saying that the Sixers lost this deal. I'm not seeing any of it at all. What else do you guys want to talk about? What else happened today? Well, if we got Santi Aldama traded to the Mavericks. That's a solid fit. I'm intrigued by that. We got Santi Aldama traded. What else happened today? Tobias Harris to the Spurs. Tobias Harris to the Spurs. What a mistake. What a mistake for San Antonio. Spurs fans are in for a rude awakening here with Tobias Harris. I posted earlier today online about how Tobias Harris is a average, low volume, middling efficiency shooter, dribbles the ball too much, a replacement level defender, and how I'd much rather the Spurs have pursued somebody else or nobody at all with the mid-level exception rather than sign Tobias Harris. And Spurs fans jumped down my throat about it, and understandably so, after I've been critical of a lot of things they've done over the past year. But I just think Tobias Harris is subtraction by addition for San Antonio. I'd rather San Antonio invest those minutes into Carter Bryant over the course of the season instead of giving Tobias Harris 25, 30, I don't care how many minutes over the course of the year. You got to invest in Carter Bryant with his upside as a player, as an elite athlete, as an evolving shooter, as a downhill attacker, as a potential defensive stopper. Tobias Harris has none of those things. Rui Hachimura would have been a better acquisition for San Antonio. I've had some sources indicate to me that Rui is going elsewhere. I don't know where. I have not gotten that pinned down. But I think Tobias Harris is just a mistake for San Antonio. I don't like it. Not a fan of it. And Sixers fans in the chat, if you're a Sixers fan in the chat, you know why. Pistons fans, they saw him get hot for seven games and then fall off a cliff, getting attacked on defense, start missing every three-pointer, because that's more the norm with Tobias Harris. He's a nice guy, a great guy, but just not a great fit for San Antonio. And I think this one's going to be proven right in time. Brandon, yeah, I know he's not a power forward, but like he's just a better player. 10 minutes on Bogdan Bogdanovich to the Rockets, please. How about 10 seconds? I'll give you 10 seconds on Bogey to the Rockets. I've always been a Bogey fan. I think Bogdanovich has been a winner since he was playing overseas. He's just never really been in winning situations. And so I'm really hopeful that Bogdanovich is able to win and get competitive minutes in the playoffs with Houston, because that guy's got a real clutch gene in him. Like, go back and watch his highlights when he was playing overseas. The guy had a lot of like game winners and clutch buckets. Guy's got balls of steel. I'm a big Bogdanovich fan. We talked about LeBron. Kelly Oubre to the Pacers. Nice acquisition for them. Oubre's solid. Adds a bit. I think Oubre improved a lot this past year in Philadelphia as well. The ball doesn't stick in his hands as much anymore. His shot selection dramatically improved as well. So that's a great add for Indiana. What else did we get? What else happened today? Raptors signed Elijah Martin to a 2-year deal. I love that because I'm a big Elijah Martin fan. Pistons. Oh, yeah, that's right. They got John Collins. I forgot about that earlier. John Collins slipped my mind when I was crushing them for signing Kevin Huerta. Tobias Harris, they lose him. They sign John Collins. Appreciate it, Concrete. John Collins is a nice ad for Detroit. I'm a big John Collins fan there. I think he's additive to their front court. The question is going to be, does JB Bickerstaff see it the same way in terms of too big potential? John Collins, with his three-point shooting prowess, his post-up versatility, can attack a closeout a little bit as well. He's just got a lot of offensive skill. On defense, he's not great, but that's where things get hurt a little bit there. Hopefully, Ausar Thompson can continue to make up for it. Hopefully, they get Jalen Duren back in the best case version of Jalen Duren. And hopefully, this past season, he wasn't playing for a salary. And that's always a concern there with guys like that. But I like John Collins going there. The Lakers, of course, everything, the non-LeBron stuff with the Lakers, of course. They signed Mamu. They signed Walker Kessler. They signed Colin Sexton and Quentin Grimes. I don't love it all, to be honest with you, for the Lakers. I don't love it all. And the reason why is this. Individually, I like Mamu. I think Mamu is one of the most underrated players in all of basketball. He is a 6'9" shot creator, 3-point shooter, hustle guy. I really like Mamu. Colin Sexton, I'm intrigued. 40% shooter from three, speedy, quick, can get to the rim. He's tough, hard-nosed guy, a little undersized. I like Sexton individually. Quentin Grimes, he's okay. Nothing special. Up and down. 190's awesome. 190's terrible. The next 3 weeks, he's incredible. He looks like a star. The next 3 weeks, he's just, get him off the floor. He is so up and down. Highs and lows, swings. You never know what version of Quentin Grimes you're going to get. Very annoying. Walker Kessler, individually. I love Walker Kessler. I think for the money, 4 years, $130 million is a pretty solid value contract for Walker Kessler, given he is such a great rim protector, a lob guy, a perfect threat with Luka Doncic. However, 2 first-round draft picks and 2 pick swaps for Walker Kessler. That's a big, big risk for a guy who's had some durability issues. Played only 5 games last year after shoulder surgery. Played, I believe it was like 56 games the year prior to that with some injury issues sprinkled in throughout his career as well. Little bit of concern there. Little bit of concern with Walker Kessler given the price that they paid to go get him. I think it's like the best they could have done in all likelihood. But I don't love it. I don't love it, to be totally real with you, with the Lakers. And maybe the dust needs to settle more and they got other moves coming, but I just don't think the Lakers have enough. Who's their wing? Who's their wing stopper? That's what I'm concerned about there. Who is the wing stopper on the Lakers? And how do they get that guy? Because they don't have the rights to trade any of their 7 future first round draft picks. They barely have any second round picks as well. They don't really have any young tradable assets. Unless you're Bronny. I'm just kidding. You're not flipping Bronny for too much. Bag of balls, maybe. You're not getting a lot for him. So I don't love it personally, but maybe I'll be proven wrong. Jawan Carter back to the Magic. Mo Wagner to the Nets. Vooch back to Orlando. Norm Powell to the Bulls. That's right. Norm Powell to the Bulls. Leaving the Miami Heat, it's so funny. Let's talk about the Heat side first here with Norm Powell. 2 years, $45 million going to Chicago. The Heat side of things here, they get Tim Hardaway. Solid. He's okay. Up and down. 1 year he's good, the next year he stinks. 1 year he's good, the next year he stinks. I don't know what to expect with him. He's up and down every year. But Norm Powell is a very good basketball player. And losing this guy who was named an All-Star last season, who's a really dynamic shooter, a downhill attacker, attacking closeouts. In Miami's weird system without screens, he was very comfortable playing that way, very efficient, attacking one-on-one last season for Miami. Heat fans, are you guys nuts? Do you guys have amnesia? Or do you just like to play around with me? Because I think it is very clearly a tough loss for the Heat. I posted that earlier today on X, and I got Heat fans saying, we're better off without him. We got Hardaway. Are you for real? We got Hardaway? Tim Hardaway Jr.? Are we talking about the same player? It's not his father. What are we talking about? I know Norm Powell's not a perfect player. I know he's not. I know he's not. As you just said in the chat, he was horrible in the second half. That's true. He wasn't great in the second half. I'm not seeing your comment anymore. Maybe you deleted it. Because it just disappeared in front of my eyeballs. But for the Chicago Bulls, getting Norm Powell, it's a solid ad. I'd rather have Coby White, as you just said in the chat, big step. Norm Powell is solid there. They need shooting. They need us around their bigger guys, Matis Buzelis, Noah Senge, Caleb Wilson, Josh Giddey, everything they have there at the kind of really the 2 through 5 spots. They're very long and versatile. They needed some shooting on that team. And so I think Norm Powell really is a nice addition for them adding that. KC Supersonic said, I liked Marcus Smart going to rejoin Ime Udoka in Houston. I like that as well. I like that too. I think Marcus Smart had another loss for Lakers as well. He was one of their best defenders last season. And now he's going to Houston. I think the thing I'm concerned about with Houston is where the hell is the shooting? Like, they still need to add more shooting. I'm concerned there. Podcast P, that was a great take. Nightmare is a really good take. Podcast P now involved in 2 of the worst trades of all time. We'll see how this one plays out with Boston. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. What a career for Paul George. I mean, really, even if you don't want to say worst trades of all time, Paul George has been involved in 3 of the most shocking trades of all time. Paul George going from Indiana to Oklahoma City in the Domantas Sabonis deal was a shock. Paul George going from Oklahoma City to the Clippers for that haul, including Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and all of those draft picks, was a shocker. Paul George going from Philadelphia to Boston for Jaylen Brown was a shocker. So Paul George has been involved in 3 of the most shocking trades in the history of basketball. Whether they're the worst or the best, depending on your perspective, and we'll see how this Boston one plays out, that's all up for debate. But undeniably, Paul George, part of how his career will be remembered is the deals, the transactions that he was a part of in his NBA career. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. DG says, worst trade in NBA history, fire Brad. Yeah, come on, let's relax here. Let's relax about firing Brad Stevens. Let's see how the offseason plays out and relax. Let's relax. And also, here's the other side of it here. How is ownership affecting the front office here? Okay, so like, hear me out. For years in Boston, it was Wick Grosbeck as the owner of the Celtics. I remember when I was 11 or 12 years old, I'm born in 1990. So whenever the deal was, when Danny Ainge traded Antoine Walker, I'm in like junior high at the time or something like that. And I hated Antoine Walker. I could not stand Antoine Walker. He was the first player I never liked. I thought the wiggle that he did after the 3-pointers was cute but annoying because he missed way too many 3-pointers. And when they traded him for Rafe LaFrance in that package, I was happy. And this was at a time in Boston sports history where they hadn't won anything. The Patriots didn't win yet. The Celtics hadn't won in a long time. The Red Sox hadn't won for almost 86 years. And when that deal happened, I was like, wow, Danny Ainge isn't playing around. And he never was playing around. Trading Al Jefferson for Kevin Garnett, trading Kendrick Perkins away for Jeff Green, trading away KG and Paul Pierce, trading away Isaiah Thomas months after his sister died and he put his body on the line in the playoffs. Just all business, ballsy decisions, and having guts to make big moves. And who was behind that? The owner, Wick Grosbeck. The Grosbeck family empowered Danny Ainge and the Celtics front office to do whatever the hell they wanted to do, just like they empowered Brad Stevens to do whatever the hell he wanted to do early in his tenure as Boston Celtics general manager, trading away Marcus Smart, a fan favorite. That was a tough move to make that a lot of fans didn't like. Brad Stevens did it anyway. Some of the moves Brad Stevens made, I think, were disagreed with by the public at the time, but that was the Wick Grosbeck trademark, empowering your front office, the people you hired, to make tough, difficult moves. Now there's a new owner in Boston, Bill Chisholm. So this is Bill Chisholm's first experience dealing with a high-stakes trade. And it's really one of the first times in many years we've seen the Celtics front office just completely botch it. So what is the Chisholm influence here on Brad Stevens and the Celtics. Did he panic? Did he say, oh, we can't risk Jaylen Brown going on Twitch and asking to go to team A, B, or C and ruining our leverage? Maybe. That's possible. Point being is that there's more details to be learned here. I just cannot fathom how any Celtics fan can say fire Brad Stevens. I think he's been too good. He's drafted too well. Every decision was really good so far. This is the first real misstep, but we don't know all the details. This could be even worse than it appears on paper is what I'm trying to say. Because if this was a Bill Chisholm-influenced decision, a panic move pushed by ownership, that's a scary sign for the years to come. Because for three decades under Wick Grosbeck, it was, do your thing. Do your thing, Danny Ainge. Do your thing, Brad Stevens. And those guys were incredible. Bad ownership can change everything for the trajectory of a team. And so we don't know what type of owner Bill Chisholm is yet, but we might be finding out. DJ said, bad owners are worse than a bad trade. If it was the owner's push, Celtics have bigger problems. Precisely. Exactly that, DJ. And we don't know. I'm just completely speculating here. I'm just speculating as a guy who grew up a Celtics fan and has followed this team closely for 30 years of my life. Yeah, Trickster, if Brad Stevens were fired, he'll be with another team so fast their heads will spin. Yeah, he a team would fire a GM to hire Brad Stevens. That's how good he is. So, yeah, that's my spiel on defending Brad Stevens. I think it's absurd to even suggest to fire him. What else we got? What else is happening today? Let's pull up I'm pulling up a free agent tracker on my side of things. Like, who's still out there right now? Jalen Duren, of course, is still out there. Let's see. Let's find a good one. Jalen Duren, I think he'll be back with the Pistons. I think he'll be back, is my guess. Jalen Duren will be back in Detroit. Jack says Jalen Duren is going to get traded here. I don't think so. I don't think he's going to get traded unless there's an offer that far exceeds their threshold, which I'm not seeing. Johnny, you're right. The Sixers don't have a 2028 pick. It's owed to the Nets. Yep. So it is basically the Clippers pick. Yep, that's right. All right, let's see. Who else? Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga is still out there. I mean, boy, it's getting pretty bleak if we're scrolling down the list and Jonathan Kuminga is one of the top names out there. Jonathan Kuminga, Rui Hachimura, Matisse Thybulle. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Ugh. Bradley Beal. Ugh. I mean, it's getting bleak. There's just not a lot out there anymore. We're getting pretty depleted after LeBron. After LeBron, there's not much out there right now. Where does Rui Hachimura go? I don't know. I don't know. I have not heard. I heard that it wasn't the Spurs, which we now know is not the Spurs because they signed Tobias Harris. But I heard that earlier today that it wouldn't be San Antonio. So I don't know there. I'm not sure who it is. I haven't put my finger on that quite yet. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons. You know what Ben Simmons should do? Ben Simmons should play Summer League. That's what Simmons should do. Appreciate you guys watching live. We got 2,062 people in the chat right now watching us live. 2,062. Give me a like if you have not done so already. It would really help us out. And hit that subscribe button to Yahoo Sports as well. Because, hey, just like we're live right now after the Jaylen Brown deal, we're going to be going live for other stuff as well. Other trades that happens. You bet we're going to be live when we get news about LeBron James. You bet we're going to be live when that happens. As Matthew said, thank you, Matthew, for the super chat. What a crazy free agency trade period this is. Indeed, Matthew. What a crazy, crazy, crazy free agency trade period it is. Pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. I love you too, Bowen. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it. Oh, Westbrook out there as well. Real tripping said, Westbrook, can you imagine if the Wizards signed Russell Westbrook as was rumored? Get the hell out of here. Be serious. Trae Young and Russell Westbrook, what a nightmare for AJ DiBonsa and basically all those young guys on the team. Good luck getting a touch, Keyshawn George. My goodness, that'd be disgusting if they do that. That would make me sick to my stomach if the Wizards signed Russell Westbrook. Hell no. God. Aiden said Devin Booker to the Celtics. I don't think so. I don't think Phoenix is trading Aiden. I don't think it's going to happen. Sorry. Even if he put all the picks on the table, I don't see that happening. The Count Man said, I hate this. How and why? What's the rush in getting this done? Didn't need to get it done so quickly. Why not wait it out for the best offer? Shake my head. Yeah, Count Man, I agree. I would have played it a little slower. There had to have been something better out there if they just waited. But who knows? Who knows? I just can't believe they didn't put more on the table for Giannis. Alternate universe, they give up Hugo Gonzalez and another future first, and we're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jason Tatum, and yeah. Instead, we're talking about Paul George. We're talking about Paul George. You go from Giannis Antetokounmpo to Paul George. God, can you imagine what Boston Sports Talk Radio is going to be like? Can you imagine? Oh my God. Boston Sports Talk Radio is going to be on fire. Oh my goodness. It's going to be insane. I might even tune in tomorrow. I don't listen to pods much or radio much, to be totally honest with you. I focus on my show and like I do my thing. I do my writing and all that. I do my calls. I try to stay plugged into things. But I might actually listen to Boston Sports Talk Radio tomorrow. I might put on 98.5 the Sports Hub and I might just listen. I might go for a drive. Blast the air conditioner because it's going to be like 100 degrees. Just cruise down the road, Tesla FSD, and just laughing my ass off listening to Boston Sports radio callers. That's what I might do, just to relax and debrief for a little bit for a break during the day. That's a good idea, actually. I might do that. Yeah, maybe I should call in, Chot. You're right. Maybe I should. Maybe I should. That'd be fun. I'll call in as like an anonymous guy. I will say Kevin from Brockton. Lifelong Celtics fan here. I think Bill Simmons is going to go crazy. I can't wait to. Has Bill posted about it yet? I don't think Bill's made a post yet. Oh, all Bill said. What a tease. He just said, recording my pod at 8 a.m. PT tomorrow. That's it. Nothing else. He's just saving it for the show. Just saving it for the show. Wow. Yeah, Bill's going to go crazy. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, is Bill in Zero Dark 30 mode? It does seem like he is. Yeah, I'll use a heavy Boston accent, like almost like a comedic one. Like what's the movie with Mark Wahlberg and all those guys where their Boston accents are just like comically fake? Maybe that's what I'll do. Kevin from Brockton here. When I think of Boston accents, I don't know if any of you are from Boston, but I always imagine going to Celtics games or Red Sox game as a kid, and the people that like the ticket scalpers outside the stadium that would be like, tickets here. That's in my head always the way I imagine the scalper voice for Boston accents. So that's just me. Maybe nobody else can understand what the hell I'm talking about. Jay Rue, what's your 98.5 favorite? I mean, I grew up on Felger and Maz. Them being on the radio when I'd get out of work with my dad. I used to work with my dad where he used to make street signs at a place. He'd like roll street signs, like stop signs and road signs and all that. That was the job he worked at. And for summers and some during the school year, sometimes I'd work with him. And anyway, we'd get out at like, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock every day, wake up early, get out early. And Felger and Maz would always be on. But Toucher and Rich at the time, now it's Toucher and Hardy. Still love Fred Toucher as well. Toucher's one of my favorites. I think one of the best sometimes I'm not going to say who. Sometimes you get a phone call from people and you see the name on the phone and you're like, oh, they might not be happy with me. That's what just happened just now. Obviously, I can't answer it. Denver couldn't get Jaylen Brown. I would not want Jaylen Brown if I were Denver. Celtics didn't even ask for Edgecombe. They're not getting Edgecombe. They weren't getting Edgecombe. That was not happening. Boston Collector said, don't you think Pritchard needs to start? Yes, I do think he needs to start. Got to get his scoring in there. All right, what else we got? Anything else? Anything we miss? Anything we miss, chat? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything on your mind? Anything you're looking forward to in Summer League? I feel like we've exhausted all the Jaylen Brown, Paul George thoughts. Anything else, chat? What's on your mind? Anything with Summer League? Anything with the upcoming rookies? Got any plans for the weekend? KOC said, yeah, Yahoo NBA. Yeah, my plans for the weekend are to be at home and wait for news to happen. It's the 4th of July. I'd like to go over to my aunt's house for a little bit. I'm ready for a LeBron move to ruin 4th of July, though. I'm still eating healthy, though. I'm not about to like ruin my rhythm on some crappy hot dogs and burgers, though. Where do you think Rui and Kuminga land? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I genuinely do not know. Radio, thank you. You appreciate it, man. Thank you. Sixers win the finals. What a story that would be. Caleb Wilson for Rookie of the Year. Jack, appreciate the super chat. Just to say a dem bona blows. Just to say a dem bona blows. With the super chat. Thank you so much, Jack Reacher. Appreciate that. That's a great use of the super chat. That is a great use of it. Worst trade since Luka. Hey, we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell if it's the worst trade since Luka. Time will tell. Look, I think it's a bad trade for Boston, and it might go down as a horrible trade. But it could be a little bit better than worst trade ever, if we're just being totally honest here. Last attempt from I Don't Need to Be Tagged. Does Brandon Ingram wear a Clippers jersey this year? I think so. I don't see any reason that it won't happen. I'm with you, Jimmy. I agree. Spurs fans disagree with me, but I am with you. Sham Sharania reported that the Celtics were originally asking the Sixers to include VJ Edgecombe. Well, of course they were. And of course they didn't get him. That's no surprise. Do we think Nets make a play for Duren? Said Smith, W. Smith. I don't know. I have not heard much Duren Brooklyn stuff out there. I think the Duren camp is waiting for clarity on what the Pistons want to do. I believe the Pistons are going to match anything that's out there. Any offer sheet that he signs, they would match it. But I think Duren's camp is hoping for a sign-and-trade, for a team to meet the threshold that Detroit would deem acceptable. And so you look at the Walker-Kessler deal, getting two firsts and two swaps, I'd imagine that have a little bit of appeal to Detroit. But for Detroit, who is your replacement center? All the good centers in free agency are pretty much gone at this point. Look at the list. Andre Drummond, Nick Richards, Dwight Powell, Kevin Love, Bismack Biyombo, Drew Eubanks, Quentin Post, Mason Plumlee, Tony Bradley. Ugh. Like, there's nothing there. And so who's your center if you're Detroit? That'd be the question. Who's your center? Can they flip Duren to a third team and get a center back? Can they trade for Miles Turner? I don't know. I do not know. Well, guys, maybe we get some more news tonight. I don't know. What do you think? What time is it now? We got 7:45 p.m. Eastern. Team USA plays, what, at 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock is when Team USA plays, right? Am I correct about that? Team USA versus Bosnia. And, so 8 p.m. that begins. Round of 32. I'll be honest with you. How many of you guys have watched the World Cup? I've, like, watched maybe 10 seconds. I'm just being honest. I'm not a soccer guy, really. I'll have it on TV tonight because it's getting serious now. It's a round of 32. You know what I mean? And another reason why I'll have it on tonight as well is I want to have the USA defeat Yusuf Nurkic. That's the other reason why. I want Nurkic to go down. I want Nurkic to cry tonight. That's why. So 8 p.m., Team USA versus Bosnia. I don't know a thing about either team. I don't know who the favorite is. Go USA. Yeah, is USA going to win versus Bosnia? I don't know. I have no idea. Mudthorn, no clue. No idea, but I'll be rooting for the USA, of course, as an American. Jimmy, that's what I agree with soccer. Just being real. Like, I respect it. I respect soccer. But, like, give me basketball. Give me up and down, bucket after bucket, flow and plays and athleticism instead of, like, 1-0 over 90 minutes. So that's the way I feel about soccer. It's a fine sport. I respect it, but it's nothing special for me personally. It's like Larry David. I respect wood. I respect soccer. But I'm just not the biggest fan. Turn it to the Raptors. Sure. Why not? For what, though? Pirtle and picks? Something like that? I'm with you, Big Step. Soccer doesn't hit that dopamine spot for me. Not the way the NBA offseason does. That is for damn sure, baby. The NBA offseason gets me fired up. All right, guys. I'm going to go do something. Maybe do a little writing on this Jaylen Brown thing. Publish something on Yahoo Sports. But I'll be around if we get any other breaking news tonight. I got my phone on calls only when I go to bed at night, just in case. And there's some breaking news, and one of the West Coast producers is like, "Hey, LeBron signed with boom." I'll be ready to go. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. But yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm NBA offseason. That's what gets my juices flowing. Guys, thank you so much for joining. Please be sure to give us a like if you have not done so already. Subscribe to Yahoo NBA as well. We will be going live throughout the week. I have my podcast at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow with Tom Haverstroh as well. We'll be live then no matter what. If there's a deal, if there's not, we'll be live at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow talking about everything that's happened in the NBA for a more traditional podcast conversation rather than just a chilling out live stream with you guys. But I always love doing this. I always love communicating with you guys in the chat. So thank you guys so much for coming through, joining the chat live, communicating, talking back and forth. It is always fun to hang out with you guys, and I appreciate you spending some of your Wednesday evening talking about Jaylen Brown for Paul George. Jaylen Brown for Paul George. Feels weird to say. Jaylen Brown for Paul George after weeks of Jaylen Brown for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Unbelievable. Well, that's the reality of what happened. Jaylen Brown for Paul George, 2 firsts and 2 seconds. That's what you get, Boston. Thank you so much, guys, for watching us live. We'll talk to you again very soon.